Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number... Wow, I just screwed that up. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number...
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork. Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. Epsnode 307. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. It's fun to make fun of yourself. It's not always fun, but like you got to do it, right? I think at this stage in life, it probably even gets easier as you get older. But I'm closing in on my 40s soon, reaching my late 30s. Not reaching, I am in late 30s. So you got to laugh at stuff like that. Epsnode. It sounds like, you know, the Beatles when they play their backwards audio. So I was recording that. I had to leave it in for all you guys because I thought it was so funny. Epsnode. Maybe I should say that for every podcast. Anyway, thank you so much for being here. Great episode for you guys today. About an amazing improv texture, call and response texture, and clearly call and response, you can think about that easily as like call and response, right? But how do you do it? How do you execute it? How do you integrate it into your playing? I'm going to show you a number of various ways, ranging from beginner levels all the way to advanced levels and variations of incorporating this amazing improv texture that you can use all over the place. I use to this day. And again, it's such a nice breath of fresh air from just the single note improv lines you hear consistently all the time by like instrumentalists, just by everybody. You know, having the ability, even on a pure single note instrument that can't play chords like a trumpet, sax, they can still use this. And it's amazing texture to have in their tool bag. I just hear people run up and down endless amounts of notes and it gets boring, honestly. Our ears, like I say, at the end of the podcast, it gets desensitized to it in the lesson, and you just need some variation. You just need some texture in your life. Like if you're inside the house watching TV for 5 hours straight, guess what? You're going to need a break. And it's the same thing with anything you do in improv and jazz piano in general. Like if you're doing one thing over and over and over again, you need more textures, more methods, more contrast to help elevate the sound and keep people interested, keep yourself interested, right? So this is one of those amazing methods. I want to talk about my small group program really briefly because the mastermind is almost filled up and I foresee that filling up before the program starts in September. Both programs are open. The accelerator program is really what I want to talk about for individuals because the mastermind will probably fill up. If you are interested in the 9-month mastermind program, just email me personally because I'll help you out. As of now, there are 5 spots left. I do have lots of conversations going with interested participants. With that being said, though, don't automatically assume that you can't get in. So please, if you are interested in the Mastermind program, which if you enroll now will be an 11-month program, because technically it starts in September, but the earlier you enroll, the more bonus time you get with me. That's a great program. Go ahead and email me. Again, my personal email is brendanlowe@jazzpianoschool.com. Like if you're listening out there, you can literally reach me by sending me an email at brendanlowe@jazzpianoschool.com, B-R-E-N-D-E-N. I wonder how many people have sent me emails by putting an A-N at the end of my name, and they're like, oh, that you-know-what didn't respond, right? So if you've sent an email to me in the past, and I didn't respond, it's probably because you put an A-N at the end of my name. Make sure it's brendanlowe@jazzpianoschool.com. That's my email address, right? I respond to everybody. Everybody, personally. I don't have an assistant doing this, a bot. I'm a human being. I like talking to people, right? I like building relationships. So anyway, the accelerator program is a lower cost investment, but for such an amazing amount of information. And like I said, it's going to be a 90-day program, a 3-month program that starts in September. But when you enroll now, you can literally start your custom lesson plans, your custom assignments from me right now, today. You can start studying with me personally today, okay? Now, besides that, when the program does start in September, there's going to be group lessons with me teaching on lots of different subjects that I feel the class needs, the small cohort of students that are going to be entering in this private program, right? Solo piano, improv, voicings, comping, styles, all sorts of stuff. I'm going to meet with you one-on-one personally to go over your goals and assess where you're at in your playing. I'm delivering the custom lesson plans in our new community area that will be coming soon to all of Jazz Piano School as well later in the year. But this community area is a private accelerator community area only. You'll get all your lessons in there. Everything will be filmed, every single event. So the events are going to be group lessons, which are essentially going to happen every single week. Q&As with myself and Sterling. Pod lessons, which are small group pods. Okay, now the purpose of this is to get you out of the big group of students, which will be the group lessons, and put you in a small pod where you can bond with other students and have me teach you in a one-on-one personal setting for about 15 minutes. But the greatest advantage of these particular pod lessons are that you get to watch me teach other students as well and hear other students play in a very intimate space and watch me help them and teach them, see where they're struggling at. And I found that through watching this process, like it's a different experience to go through it than it is to just watch it. Because when you go through it, you know, our mind itself sabotages itself and it doubts ourselves and it feels like we're the worst. We can't do this, right? And a lot of times our mind is actually just tormenting us, right? But when you see other students and where they are and how they're breaking through plateaus, it's so inspiring. It's so motivating. It's so inspiring. And it makes your mind go, wow, you know what? I saw Brendan teach this person and they started sounding better immediately. I can do this too. That's the exact purpose of the small group pods. Everyone will get about 10 to 15 minutes in what I call the hot seat in these small pods. You'll get to play for me. I'll work with you. And then it moves to another student. Super, super beneficial. Obviously, the custom lesson plans are beneficial as well. We have fun open mic nights where everyone can kind of grab a cocktail if you want. If you don't drink, no problem. Grab water, seltzer water. And everyone doesn't have to play, but a lot of people prepare tunes for this to share with the group. And it's such a fun, loving, community-building experience. I love listening to others play and chat and get vulnerable and put themselves out there because I really feel that's a great part of the music experience. I mean, music is meant to be shared, right? I know we're in this and it's hard to do that. It's probably the hardest thing because you have to get vulnerable. You know you're not the best. I'm not the best. Every time I play, I still get nervous, right? No one's the best. It's the music isn't about being the best. It's about sharing in community and delivering a gift of just expression and love through the music, right? So that's what this open mic night is really about. And you'll feel so accomplished when you do that. If you choose to do that, I don't force anyone to do that. I do make people play in the pods. That is mandatory. But the open mic nights, you can just chill and listen to other people and celebrate other people. It's a time to be celebrated for your work and accomplishments in the program. But anyway, enough about this. This program is open. There's spots. There's lots of spots as of now still available in the accelerator program. The mastermind spots are going pretty quickly, more quickly than the accelerator program spots. Again, the difference between the two is going to be mainly the duration of time. The accelerator program, if you sign up now, will be 5 months. Starts in September. The mastermind program will be 11 months if you sign up now. That also starts in September. Obviously, the mastermind program is a smaller group. With me, okay, with a longer period of time, larger investment, and the accelerator program is a 90-day program with me, obviously. Sterling's incorporated into, my other staff members are incorporated into this with guest masterclasses as well. So there's a lot of more different types of events in the accelerator program because I want to give people experiences of lots of different experiences in that program because it is 90 days. It's kind of like jam-packed. The mastermind, it's like a marathon, right? the accelerator programs like a sprint. So either way, both of them are going to tremendously help you break through plateaus. I mean, the program is absolutely fantastic. And, you know, if you are interested, go to jazzpianoschool.com/small group. jazzpianoschool.com/small group. That's the enrollment page right there. And you're welcome to sign up or essentially email me. If you want to talk to me more about it, let me know, right? Let me know. You can talk to me more about it. I apologize to everyone who signed up already because you're like, okay, just skip forward, right? This plug, the advertising, skip forward. You don't need to hear this because you're already in the program. But yeah, email me. Talk to me about it. Talk to me about your reservations. If you can do this, if you have any questions, let me know. Again, brendanlowe@jazzpianoschool.com. BRENDENLOWE at jazzpianoschool.com. I'd love to speak with you, talk to you, see if you're the right fit for the program, see if it's going to work for you. Please reach out to me. I'm a person. I love interacting with people. Okay? I would love to have you in the program if that's something you want to commit to and you're really looking to make serious strides in your jazz piano career. It's for every level, by the way. It's for every single level. When I was a personal trainer, it was so funny. I would want clients. I wanted to help people and train people personally. And everyone was like, everyone feels this way, right? Oh, I got to get in shape for the personal trainer. I got to get in shape for the personal trainer. I got to go to the gym a little bit before I work out with a personal trainer. And I promise you, you probably feel like this too. Like, I just not good enough for the program. I got to practice more to get ready for the program. That is the, I don't want to offend you, but that's the worst train of thought you could possibly have. Okay, I have and will help you make more progress from where you're at right now. And I absolutely love working with beginners because you have so much opportunity to learn and build a strong foundation from where you're at now. It's like a clean slate for me when I work with beginners. I love it, right? You know, think about really overweight people or people that are trying to change their life and they're not doing a lot. They don't have a strong foundation. When I get a hold of them and I'm working with them, I can show them so many results. When they come out of the other side, they're essentially floored by their progress, which is an amazing thing. Now, if they're trying to do that on their own, without a coach, without support, without the knowledge, you know, without the accountability, how many times out of 10 times, out of 50 times, out of 2 times, do you think they would ever be able to reach that goal? Anytime someone says, oh, I got to get in shape for the personal trainer, guess what happens? They never get in shape, right? Because the accountability and the knowledge and the coach and the plan, the system isn't there. It's the same thing for piano. Oh, I got to practice more. I got to watch more videos. I got to learn more before I do something. Guess what, my friends? I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but that time in your life, that point, it's never coming. Anytime people are uttering those words, I've done it myself too, right? It never comes. The best thing you can do is to commit to a professional to help you with something, have them show you the way, deliver a plan, deliver the accountability you need, and have them start to build your momentum up and inspire you, because guess what happens? When you come out of that, you are unstoppable. You're like a rocket ship. You're fueled by so much momentum. You're fueled by so much knowledge. You have an amazing foundation under you, and sky's the limit. So please, please, please don't think that you need to kind of prepare for this program. I will literally take anyone. I want to work with anyone. Again, go to jazzpianoschool.com/small group for more information on the accelerator program. I will shut down enrollment either in September when the program starts or if all the spaces fill up. And as of now, I don't know off the top of my head, I think there's like 15 to 17 spots left in the accelerator program. I don't necessarily know. I do have lots of conversations happening between students that are very interested. So again, I don't know how fast the spots are going to fill up. But again, reach out to me if you have any questions. Go to jazzpianoschool.com/small group. To check it out. Okay. Yes, long-winded plug. I apologize, but it's worth it. It's worth it to join the program. It's worth it for me to help you because I get such an amazing fulfillment in my soul to actually have my hands on students, right? Obviously not physically, but like work with you and show you amazing results rather than just film these podcasts. You know, I don't get to interact with anyone when I film these podcasts. I don't get to talk to anyone. It's lonely for me. And like selfishly, I love working with students. I want to work with you, right? So that's another reason I built this program, to show you more results and so that we could have a personal interaction and build some amazing relationships in life and share music. It's fun. It's fun, right? All right. Enough of that. Here we go. Let's dive in.
All right, so I'm going to show you three different ways that you can start to do this. The first one's going to be just with your right hand. Very, very simple approach. I'm going to play a blues just to show you how simple this can be. So I'm going to comp or walk left-hand bass notes. You can picture this as a bass player, even yourself. But your right hand will be doing the call and response. So if I play something like, that would be my call, right? And then I might come down here and do the same thing. That would be my response, right? So if I'm playing a blues, that's the simplest version of it. You can just do it with your right hand alone. Now, as far as notes go, you don't have to mimic the same exact thing. You can actually have a different response, but since you're switching registers, it's going to lead to an amazing texture, a different sound. You don't have to play the exact same thing. So I'll start with the same line up here. Right? It could be like a different voice or a different character saying something else. So I'd say something up here. You get the picture, so on and so forth. So essentially, you can start to change, you know, the different types of call and responses and the notes. Essentially, that you're playing. It doesn't have to be the same thing. So this could stay constant. I was moving the screen around a little bit here so you guys could see the notes a little bit better. But this could stay constant up here, and then this might change. Or this could stay constant down here. You might go, right? It doesn't matter. And you could change the notes. It doesn't even have to. You don't even have to repeat anything as well. You could literally play something completely different up here. You could go, right? I screwed up a little bit, but you don't have to essentially mimic the things back and forth. So those are great examples for you to use. You can do this in the simplest of ways or the most advanced of ways, right? If you're a beginner, just play one note. Like, look how simple this is. Right? It doesn't matter how advanced you are. And obviously, if you're not good at using your left hand or you just want to play in a group and you want to use this texture, it's for everybody, okay? So that's going to be the first way to do it, is just through your right hand jumping back and forth. And I'm sure you can think of a lot of different ways to even manipulate that and create more variations. The second way I want to try to teach you how to do it, not try, I should say, the second way I'm going to teach you how to do it is with your left hand, is with your left hand. Now there's going to be, this is going to be essentially the second and third way to do it, because you can create a voice in your right hand like we were just doing. So you can do it in a lot of different ways. Like, you can do it with chords now. So clearly I'm comping left-hand rootless voicings. If I were playing in a group, I'm mainly playing group concerts and gigs, and I'm not doing many solo piano gigs, but I can do a solo piano style, which I'm going to show you, which is going to be number three. So here, this would be like if you're playing a group. I'm using three-note voicings here. You could use any voicing you want. You could do shells if you want. You might go, So 1, 2, 3, 4. Sorry. Call and response is longer too. Like maybe you do 4 bars or even 2 to 4 bars of your right hand and then your left hand does 2 to 4 bars, right? You can really start to call and response and play back and forth with both characters, right? In a different sort of way. That's number two. Your right hand plays an improv line. Your left hand plays more or less the comping pattern with some voicings. Great, great texture to use, have in your tool bag. Because again, right hand single note lines can get very boring, exhausting, right? So the third way is going to be solo piano. Now the way we do this with solo piano is essentially we're going to move our right hand down to the bottom end and comp. For our right hand as the response, okay? Now, if we are playing solo piano, right, you could be comping, and your right hand says something here. So clearly, I was jumping back and forth. Now, this is going to take a little bit more technical skill. I'm going to demonstrate how to do it. If you're a beginner, too, don't worry. But in order to pull this off, again, your right hand's going to have to be jumping back and forth to kind of give that comping sound and texture to your solo piano style. Remember, if you're playing solo piano, you have to account for everything. And that's why our right hand is jumping down to comp for our right hand. It's helping out our left hand to come down, right? So if I'm doing a... a simple style, it might go like this. I could just use shells here. Can go back and forth. Like you don't always have to feel like you need to go back and forth. Like right hand says something, left hand says something. Right hand says something, left hand says something. You could have your right hand says something and then your left hand, you know, could say something even longer or take over the conversation. It's really about having a conversation. And you know, conversations aren't just like someone asks a question and then you ask a question and that person answers and that person asks. You know, some people speak for a longer amount of time. And then that person might ask a small question with a short answer. It doesn't matter. So my right hand could solo. So you can really go to town with this. And again, clearly I'm demonstrating in a more advanced fashion. But if you're a beginner, do simple things. Hold some chords. Maybe that's your response there. Down. I don't know what that was. I was trying to go. There we go. Right? shells. Here's your response. Maybe sevens. Maybe now we do a response. So your shells, back to your shells here. Maybe response here. It doesn't have to be advanced. It doesn't have to be super orchestral, right? But again, when you use these three variations in your improvisation, in these different styles, these different manners, and you combine that with a lot of other different textures, I promise you, your solos and your improvisation are going to sound so much better. They're going to be developed, and they're also going to be ear-catching, right, to the audience. Like, our ear can only take so much. It can only latch on to so much. And I hear so many people just playing endless amounts of single note lines. And after a while, our ear gets desensitized to that. It needs new textures. It needs new caves and adventurous places to explore to just, you know, find adventure and enlightenment. And it's the same with our improvisation, right? It's just like life. You just need a texture change, a scenery change. You got to get out of the house sometimes, right? If you've been in the house too long, or if you've been out of the house too long on vacation, you know, you just need contrast and different types of textures to help create balance in your solo. And I promise you that this will do just that. Don't forget to check out my open enrollment for my accelerator program, the 3-month program that will allow you to personally study with me, small group lessons, private practice sessions, pod lessons, Q&As, open mic nights, and an amazing community for 3 months and so much more. Go to jazzpianoschool.com/small group to check out all the information on that. With that being said, hope you guys enjoyed that, and I'll see you later.